Okay, today we'll finish Simon Kuf Tzadik Vav. We're up to Sefir Aleph. Okay, Sefir Aleph deals finally with the 5 days that precede the 7 days. And the question is, why do you need 5 days before the seven? 7 days you need for Shiva Nikiyim, that we know. Why do you need 5 days before Shiva Nikiyim? Most people, I think, assume, and erroneously so, that the 5 days is just because most women, by the time they finish bleeding, it takes 5 days. That's not true. That's a practical thing. If it takes 5 days or 6 days, however long it takes, she needs to wait for Shiva Nikiyim. But that's not why we have 5 days before the seven. The reason for the five is a totally different topic. And that has to do with the concept of Pileta Shechva Zera. The Gemara says in Masechta Nida that a woman is Pileta Shechva Zera, which means that she has, after Tashmish, there is Shechva Zera in her body, and that it, when that Shechva Zera comes out of the body, that is, it's not Dam Nida, it wouldn't make her a Nida during the regular month, weeks of the month, but it's not called the Yom Naki. It's not called the clean day. It cannot be called one of the Shiva Nikiyim. It's a Gzeres HaKasuf. So Peleta Shechva Zera cannot count as one of the Shiva Nikiyim, which means, and now let me just tell you one more point, which Chazal tell us, that Shechva Zera is viable for 72 hours after Tashmish. It's up to 72 hours that could still impregnate the woman. After 72 hours, it's Masriach, the sperm in it to die out, and it's no longer possible for the woman to become pregnant from Shechva Zera. But otherwise, and this is something that's borne out medically, that the woman does not necessarily become pregnant during Tashmish, but that the pregnancy can occur later when the Zera actually swims upwards into the woman's body. So that leaves 72 hours where it's possible, potentially possible, for a woman to be Peleta Shechva Zera, for her Shechva Zera to go out of the body. So what that means is this. Let's say Sunday night, a woman had Bia. And then the next day, she starts bleeding. So she becomes a Nida. So even, let's just say, for argument's sake, she bleeds for a few hours and stops. So she wants to start the Shiva Nikiyim immediately. So she could not start Shiva Nikiyim right away, because in those next 72 hours from the Bia, it's possible that she'll be Peleta Shechva Zera, that this Zera, not possible, it's certain that Zera will come out, and that day cannot count as one of the Shiva Nikiyim. So for that reason, she loses immediately 72 hours where she, from the beginning of a period, where she cannot count the Shiva Nikiyim. 72 hours is how many days? So it's actually 3 days, because 3 times 24 is 72. But in Hilchas Nida, you have to remember, we're saying, let's say Tashmish was not at Shkia. Tashmish was, let's say, Sunday night. So that means she could be Peleta Shechva Zera for 72 hours after that. So 24 hours is from Sunday, she can't count the one of Shiva Nikiyim. She might be Peleta Shechva Zera. 24 hours later brings us to Monday night, to Tuesday night, to Wednesday night. So now the whole Wednesday already can't count as one of the Shiva Nikiyim, because the first few hours of Wednesday she might still be Peleta Shechva Zera. It's still within the 72 hours of the Tashmish. So that there are 4 days in which she might be Peleta Shechva Zera. The first 4 days cannot count as the Shiva Nikiyim. Again, the Bia was Sunday night. So 72 hours leads us 72 to Monday, to Tuesday, to Wednesday.
Wednesday night,
which is Thursday, Api Halacha, right. Okay, so she has, the 72 hours goes into 4 days, being that's exactly 3 times 24 hours, it's always 4 days, and that's a reason for 4. Now it doesn't explain 5 and 7, but it explains the 4 days first, where we're machmir, before women can count Shiva Nikiyim, that she has to wait 4 days.
Okay.
If she sees Dam... Well, the dam she saw, we know that the dam is not Shechva Zera. The dam she could have seen an hour after Bia. The question is, when she could start the Shiva Nikiyim, so what we're saying now is, for 4 days, we know she can. She'll be Peleta Shechva Zera. The question is, why not the fifth day? And we'll have to see that here in the Rama.
Okay, let's see the Mechaber.
We're assuming now that there was a Bia. If there was a beer, she could be Pilatish Chazer for 72 hours. We'll see when there's no beer. Well, that's the Ramah's Chumrah, that makes no difference. Machab doesn't say. Let's see the Machab. Yeah?
You're saying that you're pregnant for 3 days and then it's Masriah. And you're still saying that also that the woman is Pilatish Chazer for 3 days.
Are they one and the same? No, it might be Pilatish Chazer on the fourth day or the fifth day, but that's not Chazer anymore. Zera that cannot be, that's not viable, that doesn't have a din Zera. Okay. So Sifir Aleph. Hapileta shikfa zera bimei svirasa. Somebody whose body gives off shikfa zera bimei svirasa in the days of a svira. As you mentioned, when it'll be nagea tum and tahir again when Mashiach comes, that just like a man becomes a bakeri through giving off shikfa zera, that a man has to go to a mikveh. A woman who's paleta shikfa zera has it in balas keri, similar to balas keri. She also, it's not called balas keri, it's called shikfa zera, paleta shikfa zera. She also has a din of going to a mikveh. It's also a form of tumas haguf. So at any rate, hapileta shifa zera b'mei svirasa. Imu taich vav aynais. If it's within 6 aynais, aynais is 12 hours. So 6 times 12 hours, which is 72 hours, l'shimusha, from the time she had tashmish. Se seres oisayayim. That day cannot count as one of the shivinakiyim. L'fikach ha-meshameshes mitasa. Therefore, she had bia. V'rasa achakach. And after that, she bled. Upaska, and then she made a hefzikara. Eina maschelis lispar zayinikiyim. She cannot begin to count the shivinikiyim. Achi yavru aleha vav aynais. Until it passes 72 hours before she can start to count the shivazera. Or the shivinikiyim. Shema tiflai. Lefikach eina maschelis lispar ad yayim hei. Therefore the Mechaber says that she cannot start to count the Shivanakim until Yaim Hay, until it's already the fifth day, Lishimusha. Gugainim. Shim Shu Matsai Shabbos. Here's the example. Tashmish was Matsai Shabbos. Ena Maskalas Lispar Ad Yaim Hay. She can't start the Shivanakim until Thursday. The Kaimalon Ain Shikhva Zera Masriach Achiyabra Allah Allah Shesh Aina Shlei Mais Mei Sleis. Because we paskin that you need 72 hours. Im Shim Shu Matsai Shabbos. Upalta Leil Dalid. So therefore, if Tashmish was Leil Shabbos, and the body gave off on Leil Dalid Shifa Zera, Kaidame Shimusha Matzai Shabbos. Let's say Shimusha was at 10 o'clock, and at 9 p.m., 71 hours later, she's Pilate Shifa Zera. Adaini Amedit to say Chayna Shishis L'Shimusha V'Sei Seres. Hilchach Yem Hei Yer Rishon L'Sfirasa. So the Mechaber Paskin says you don't need 5 and 7. All you need is 4 and 7. You need 4 days. Because 4 days encompasses the 72 hours of the of the chash of Pilate Shifa Zera. And I don't know, the Sephardim are 94 and 7? Or 5 and 7? Yeah, they're 95. And in Europe, in Syria, they were 94 and 7. Okay.
And only if Tashmish? By the Sephardim?
I don't know. Only if there was Tashmish or always?
No.
Always 4. Okay. Okay. So the Mechabashit is that all you need is 4 and 7. Now the Ramah comes and he hears there a Chumrah, which is sometimes people get, it's complicated sometimes to explain. It's really an extra chumrah. And the chumrah is this, and we'll see it in a minute in the Ramah. Why do we have a fifth day? The reason is because it is theoretically possible, and it's not common, but in theory it's possible that a woman would have bia bein hashmashis. Let's say Matzah Shabbos bein hashmashis. Or Sunday night bein hashmashis. And in her mind, she would consider that to be Sunday, and she would count the 4 days. And actually, it might be Monday. I say Ben Hashmashis, I don't mean necessarily in those 13 minutes that are Ben Hashmashis, but it means a time when she's not sure if it was day or night. And she'll get confused, and she'll count it as day, as night, as day. She'll get an extra day. She'll think it's Sunday. She'll count 4 days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. It might really be night already, so that really it's Monday. But she'll think it's Sunday. She'll count only 4 days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and she'll make a Hepzikara Wednesday night. Now, in fact, if her bia was, let's say, an hour after nightfall on the first night, so when she'll make Hefzik Tara Wednesday, she might be Pilate Shifa Zera still in the next hour, that would still have it in Shifa Zera. So that it's possible to get confused with the day and the night and lose an extra day. So again, the Shifa Zera has it in Shifa Zera 72 hours. She has bia, let's say, Matzoi Shabbos, or So she's and she thinks it's Shabbos. It was still day. She's going to count Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Tuesday night she'll make after Tara if we only need four. And that'll be a mistake. Because if the Bia was after darkness already on Matzai Shabbos, the first hour, so the 72 hours end an hour into Tuesday night, and she'll be Pelet Eshech Vazera, it'll still be Havadish Eshech Vazera and be Saisa Reshev and Nekiyim. Now what we're going to do is say that she always needs 5 days. And being that she always needs 5 days, so even if she'll confuse a day, she has this one day of a sort of an insurance, that even if she's getting mixed up with one day, she'll still have this extra day.
Okay? Why do you think she
needs 4 days, not after she sees them. She needs 4 days from the time
why
of Bia.
Why
don't you say that she needs 4 days just after she sees them and forget about the Shefazera? In effect, that's what we're saying. That's what we're going to say. That's what we end up doing. That it's always from when she sees them because of this. In other words, that's really what the way it works out. The way I'm explaining it would only be a nafkamina if she...
Well,
she for Sarah, and she sees Dam then. Yeah, you're right. What you're saying, yeah.
But she knows the time she had to be here. So that even if she thought 7 o'clock was really Shabbos by day, she pulled it to 6 o'clock. So it's not 6 o'clock.
It should be Michael me for saying this, but most people, when it comes to these things, don't look at the clock. Something people do in a natural way, and they don't think about whether it's exactly night or day. You have to remember, she's not bleeding yet. She doesn't really worry about the 72 hours. Then she bleeds, and suddenly it comes into the cheshbon what hour she had bia. Most people don't write down these things.
Why is it so cheshbon? There's a simple reason why you can't do the extra day, because you said that you could do the hefsek early in the day, right away, no problem.
No, because Pelet Eshech Vazera, she'll do the hefsek tara, and then she'll be pilot, they won't break it. It only ruins Shivanakim, it's not dam. It doesn't ruin the Hefsek Tara. She'll make Hefsek Tara even the first day. Lamaisa, she bleeds. She makes Hefsek Tara day number one. Let's say she can. Yeah. That's a good enough Hefsek Tara for day five, which is going to start counting Shiv Nekiyim. Because Shiv Vazera only ruins Shiv Nekiyim. It's not blood. It's just not tar, so it ruins the Shiv Nekiyim. But it's not, okay?
We had earlier that you need the Shiv Nekiyim consecutively. And the kasha that we had was,
we'll get to that in a second. Okay, it doesn't ruin the consecutive, the concept of the but it doesn't matter. Shiv Nekiyim have to be Meis Lei, so they're getting 12 hours won't help you. Now, let's see the Ramah. This is the way we pass him. First, he explains the Mechaber. The Tifsek Yom Dalid Lei Sarif. The Hefsek Tara should be on the, according to the Mechaber, the evening between the 4th and 5th day. The Yom Hei Oilu Laminyan. The Yesha Kosbu, and here's the Chumrav that we have. Sheyesh Lahantin Oid Yom Echad. Then she starts bleeding. She shouldn't start counting as a Shiv Nekiyim until day six is the first day of Shiv Nekiyim. We're afraid she'll have Tashmish during Bein Hashmashes with Tispar, and she'll think Shehu Yaim that it was day. The Efsher Shehu Laila, maybe it was actually night. Then Taskal Limnais Biyam Hacham Ishi, and then she'll start counting the Shiv Nekiyim from Thursday. Yet Toich Sheish Oid Nais L'Shimusha, it'll be within 72 hours of Bia. Hakei Yesh L'Hisif Oid Yom Echad. Therefore, she should add 1 day. The Me'at E'efsher Lov Ili Deitos. It's impossible to come Li Deitos. That's a Trumas Hadeshen. We find very often Ashkenazim, we have new Chumris that are based on a Trumas Hadeshen. Chaynayagin B'chol Medinais Eilu, and that's the custom in all the Ashkenazic communities, to count 5 V'ein L'Shanais. And we should not deviate from this meaning of 5. But yesh nashim shenagu lahachmir oid lahamtin at shiva yamin. Some women who are machmir even to wait 7 days before counting shiva nekiyim. The ain tam bedavar, that's a chumra without a basis. Hamachmir yachmir hamekel niskar lahagdim atzmei lemitzvah. And it's really not a proper chumra. Somebody who's mekel, he counts only 5 days before the 7. So you see how he calls going to the mikveh is niskar lahagdim atzmai l'mitzvah. Okay, the concept of going to mikveh, which Chazal always considered as a mitzvah. The yesha kasu sh'ashav ein l'chalik we paskin sh'ashav ein l'chalik b'shimsha b'ayla l'lai shimsha. We don't make a difference if she had bia the night before she started bleeding or not. V'chali sh'sharaya afil ha'kesem tzricha l'hamtin hayyamim im yayim sh'rasabai. Any woman always counts 5 days, v'tifseik, v'leis erev, v'tisper, shiv v'nekiyim. We always need 5 plus shiv v'nekiyim. V'chei naigim v'bedinus elu v'ein l'shanes. This is our custom, but there's one big nafgamina. Before we get to smaller nafgamina, a woman who starts bleeding, she's not sure if she started bleeding by day or by night. And she asks Shaila, how does she count it? Did she stop by day or stop by night? Okay, I'm not talking about the calendar. I'm talking about 5 and 7. She started bleeding Bein HaShemashah. She's not sure. She didn't look at the clock. She doesn't know when it was. So a woman who starts bleeding Bein HaShemashah, to count 5 could certainly be Mekel, to count to 5 from the previous day. Because the whole reason we have a fifth day is that even if she'll get confused Bein HaShemashah, and she'll think it's day and it's really night, so the extra day is made as an insurance policy against that mistake. So therefore all the Pesachim say that a woman who's Mesupik, she started bleeding by day or by night, she could count to 5 for the 5 and 7. The 5 she can consider to be the previous day, even though normally we would say Faker, she's the Cheskes Torah, we say she started bleeding as late as possible. But it got to be this, being that this whole Chumrah of 5 days is an insurance against the Tos of Bein HaShemashah. So a woman who's really Mesupik Bein HaShemashah, she doesn't know when she started bleeding by day or by night, she can start counting the 5 from that day. Okay. Yeah,
the Ramah said that some people have a 7 days before the Shemini Kiyum. He said there's no reason to it yet. Normally there's no reason, and it's Adram is an Indian to be Machmiyach. So why do you think Ramachmiyach?
I agree with you. I don't know why it says Ramachmiyach. You find it in some places that these Lashonis have wrote down. They're different Minhagim. There's one Minig which it says, I don't want to say where, but there's a certain Minig where it says somebody who has the Minig should do it. Someone who doesn't have the Minig is an Aveira to do it. You find such a thing. And we're Jews are very reluctant to start open Minhagim. So what can I tell you? It's a minig, so it's a minig.
Okay.
Wearing tefillin a chalmai? No, that has a lisa makar. It says it. I once got in trouble. I once spoke it out at a Navi Shir. Mm-hmm. I got phone calls that week. It says it by mitzvah times. It says somebody has the minig, so he has the minig. Someone doesn't have the minig, so uses a very, very strong lush. So, some people are very sensitive. It's a minig. It's also have the minig. It's a minig. Those don't have the minig, you don't go dancing with someone else's wife. So it's a hard minig to give a basis to. It says meraktim lefnei hakala v'lo yim hakala. Okay. So this is the custom of 5 and 7. And now that we understand the basis for it, I think we can come to many areas in halacha where we find coolest, where we find areas where the 5 are not necessarily set in stone, where we make them. Let's see first the Taz. Let's just see Ches before Zion, because Ches is just a very basic thing, and the Zion is a Chiddush. Taz Ches, afilu kesem, pirish. Isha tohaira, shemotza kesem, a woman who finds a stain. Dina karaya mamish gamlezeh. It's like she got a regular period and she needs 5 and 7. Aval isha shalavsha, but a levanim, but a woman who put on the white. She's counting 7 days. She counted 5 and now she's in the middle of the 7. Umatza kesem. Now she finds a kesem in the middle of the shiva nikiyim. It's on day 3 she finds a kesem. Afilu raya mamish b'sech yamim anikiyim. Even if she bleeds in these days, ain't tzarach lahamtim vavainai. She doesn't need a new 5 and 7. She counts a new Shivanakim. Why? Why a woman who starts bleeding in the middle of Shivanakim, why doesn't she need 5 and 7? Because it's Pasha now. She can't be put out to Shivazara. She was asked to be a beforehand. Once you know the reason, it's a Dover Pasha. This is most common by a Chasan Kala. People get married. And then Atzdam Besulim, after the first Bia, they wait 4 and 7. We'll see why 4. And they would say they're counting in the middle of Shiva Nikim. It very often happens that a woman gets a period in the middle of Shiva Nikim. So now she gets a period in the middle of Shiva Nikim. So halacha, she doesn't need 5 and 7. Sometimes she needs 5 just to clear up. But halachically speaking, she doesn't need 5 and 7. Because being that she was Aser Bibiyah beforehand, Api halacha, so there's no Shasha Pelech Shechazera. So Mimela, she doesn't need 5 and 7. We'll see additional cases. Let's see Tazayim. Goes into more cases of exceptions to the 5 and 7. Yeah. It's always used b'tzirif. Yeah, we'll see. Mm-hmm. We'll get to it. Mm-hmm. Tremendous. Yeah. We'll see. Let's see first Tazayin. Ein lechalek bein shimsha. Habeis yosef lechosh lechum rezais. The mechaber shita is no. Ella im lo shimsha ein amam kenes klal. Mechaber says, look, if she didn't have bia, so you don't have to wait 5 and 7. Ramah says we should keep our minig. We always wait 5 and 7. The Taz's father-in-law, which by now you should know is the Bach, the Bach has a tremendous kula. If the husband is out of town, day lahachmir kolkach that you don't have to be machmir. If it wasn't possible for there to be bia, so the Bach shita is that you could be mekel. If we don't pass like the Bach, the Taz are going to argue. If we don't pass like the Bach, it would be a great cooler, a tremendous cooler in the summer. It's very common. The people are out in the bungalow colonies and the husbands are in the city. So in by labir, according to this, you don't need the full 5 and 7. So the Taz says ishtamitei tshuvas marik. The Shach says exactly the same thing, that the Bach missed out on a tshuvas marik. Sherish lamidei shkasav lahedya shenogu lahachmir after la in by labir umiyeh cholaik al minig. Who can argue on this custom? The whole thing is a minig. So therefore, we need 5 and 7, even if it ain't by labir. Now this sounds like we'll say loy plug, but it's not so. Elanir ali kula achas bezeh. So the Taz says, I do agree that you can be mekel in the following case. Bikala shepirsa nida samach l'chipasa. By a woman who's not yet married. It's before marriage. And she bleeds. Samach l'chipasa, let's say a week before her chasana. Or vafilu achach l'chipasa. Kaidib shenisiachta, even at the wedding. There's something called dam chimud, sometimes from excitement, where she could have a small amount of bleeding. So she bleeds. Kaidib shenisiachta imachasin, before the yichud room, shalah. Amam tennis cloud. She does not need 5 before the 7. All she needs is shiv nekiyim. Why? To bezev adi lo shayach lemigzer lo shimsha atu shimsha. You're not going to be guys around a woman who's not married. Well, before the yichud lo shimsha atu shimsha lo ba adayim lekal tashmish cloud imai. Well, no menigzer kizeh. An unmarried woman doesn't come lidei bia. So it's not shayach pelete shechazera. Even if it's very close, but it's not yet in the yichud room. It's not shayach the whole chashash by a kala of pelete shechazera. So therefore, the Taz says that you can be mekel, and this is the way we pass him, by a kala kaidim chupasa, where we don't require the 5, 5 and 7.
Why is it from when
you start? So that's the question. The question here is, where do we draw the line? We find sometimes Rabbanim made a gezeiros light plug. We say there's no chilik. Light plug, so then the kala should also be light plug. And sometimes we find it's not really a gezeiros. We shouldn't say light plug. This is a minig, based on a physical chashash. So why are we makel more by a kala than by aim by labir? That's the question. What's the guideline? Excuse me? The kiliv, no, we're not gonna knock off the 5 because of that. Okay, so this we'll see in a moment. Let's just see another kula in the shachaf. Now the first half of shachaf is the same as this Taz. The end of this narrow of the medium sized lines, Gedaila Mizunayagin. Okay, he brings another exception, which I mentioned to you. G'daylam izunayigin shafilu kala enay sefer zayinikiyin ad yayim hei l'rayasa afapi shadayin lay bachasin l'ir. Our custom is that we tell the kala they should count 5 and 7 if they can. Afapi shalafidayti en lahachmer b'zeh klau b'loy nisker b'shum parisik kadmai ne'achrayim m'kam rakayim lay yeheya kudvar ma'mutarim v'chayirim nayigin b'yisr. We tell a kala before the chasana, count 5 and 7. When it's a shasat chak, that will otherwise be a chuppis nida, we make it. It's preferable, rather than to get married when she's a nida. Ramashita is that a woman should only go to the chuppah tar. So therefore, it's better to be machmir. She should be tar than on the 5. Ba'avagav da'anam le'im adat kinam b'hachi. We don't pass like the Rambam. K'mesh k'zor rabbi Eben Ezer. K'mach in vada hechadev shebetayret fe'yadiv k'nir ali. So we're mekel by a kala. The Dogam Ravava makes here a very strong point, in the case of a kala, that this whole thing is academic. And I'll get back to Dogam Ravava in a second. Let me tell you a common shaila in the Paiskim. The Baruch Hashem is not so common, but Paiskim discuss it in many places. Women ovulate today, the nature of a woman is generally to ovulate approximately at the half point of her cycle. In other words, women have different cycles. Let's say a woman has a 40-day cycle, so it's common that women ovulate the 20th day of the cycle, and therefore they're fertile to become pregnant for that, the doctors don't even know how many days after ovulation that a woman is fertile to become pregnant. Now what happens if you have a woman, like Elena, with a 20-day cycle? And she's ovulating on day 10. So now she's not becoming pregnant. She goes to a doctor. Why? The reason is because her ovulation, today we can test ovulation. We can know exactly when she ovulates. And we have a woman who ovulates within the 12 days from when she gets her period. So she has a problem. By the time she goes to the mikveh, she's no longer able to conceive. So the problem here is that we have to try to be able to get the Shiva Nikim within the five, to get her to go to the mikveh in less than 12 days. So to knock one day off the 12, that we do right away. The extra chumrah of 5 days instead of 4 days, make her adim, as I told you, 4 and 7. To knock the 5th day off, based on the Piskei Tshuva we'll see in a few minutes, that all the places can see that we can let her count 4 and 7 in order to be able to run pregnant. But it's not all, generally it's enough, it's not always enough. Sometimes women ovulate very early. Now fortunately, women who have short cycles also tend to bleed less. If she would bleed for 4 or 5 days, we can't do anything for her. She needs Shiva Nikiyim. If she's going to bleed, there's nothing you can do. Fortunately, women with short cycles tend to bleed only for a day or two. The question is, could she go 2 days, make her Siktara, and then have her Shiva Nikiyim? So if she had Bia during the 3 days before her period, certainly it's a problem. Shailas, could we be Mekel? If we know she didn't have Bia, we know she's not Pelet Shefazera, so could we be Mekel? So the Paiskim discussed this. Rav Moshe writes of Tziru B, that people came to him and Rav Henkin and they begged him to be Mekel a Mais on this, and that he was not willing to be Mekel, because he said that we find that a Durabonan Dik Gzeira, even though it's only Durabonan, but a Durabonan Dik Gzeira, if the Dereis is an Issacharis, so the Durabonan Dik Gzeira is also an Issachamar. However, there's an Eitzah which the place can bring down for such a woman, and that is that she should only go to the mikveh every second cycle. You follow? She should go to the mikveh every second. She has a 20-day cycle. So she bleeds on January 1st. So that month, we can't do anything for her. She's going to bleed. She's going to need 5 and 7. Or 4 and 7, she won't be able to make it in ovulation time. So what we do is we tell her, listen, wait the 4 and 7, but don't go to the mikveh. And wait on January 20th to get your cycle again. Now you don't need 5. Why? Because the days before were asur al pi halacha b'tashmish. It was a zman that was asur b'tashmish. It's like a woman sees a Shiva Nikiyim. If she was asur al pi halacha b'tashmish, so then we have no problem saying that we don't have to count 5. And then she can wait till she stops bleeding, count the Shiva Nikiyim. And this is the Eitzah which the Paiskim all give for such a woman. So the Dogma of Avah says that the whole discussion by Akala was Negeya at the time that Tumah and Tahira was Nayig. So women, single girls, would go to the mikveh. They were bleeding. They wanted to be tar, so they went to the mikveh when they counted Shiva Nikiyim. They went to the mikveh even when they were teenagers. However, today, women don't go, single girls don't go to the mikveh until they're ready to get married. So it comes out that when she gets her period, the last time before the chasana, so this whole 5 and 7 doesn't apply, because it's just like this woman who waited 2 cycles. The time she was tar before getting her period, she was also asa b'tashmish. She didn't go to the mikveh. So the Dogma of Avah says that this whole kula of the shach and taras for a kula for a kala is academic. It's true if she happened to be going to the mikveh. For the maisa, it's academic, and the maisa, a kala does not need the 5 and the 7 before the chasna anyway, because there's no chash peleta shechazera since she was a nida and she was also al pi halacha.
Nothing at all.
She doesn't need anything. She has to wait till she clears up, which usually takes a few days. But she, let's say she just stains. Then she would just go to the mikveh 7 days and go to the mikveh. That's it. Even a kala, and this should only be done with asking a shaila, but the fact is, even a kala whose mikveh night descended a Shiva Nikiyim would come out the Leil Chasana, we would be matif for her. I think most Paiskim, I shouldn't say, but we would be matif for her to go to the mikveh by day. The day of the seventh of the Shiva Nikiyim. Shasav Chakas, al pidina de Gemara. A woman could go to the mikveh the 7th day by day as long as she doesn't come home to her husband until nightfall. She's also betashmish until nightfall. But actually go to the mikveh would be mutter by day. She starts to complete the Shiva Nikiyim. In the case of a kala who's tight, so we would permit, if the Shiva Nikiyim ended the night of the chasna, we would permit going to the mikveh by day, but we would, depending on who the Messiah the Kedushin is, they would either push the chuppah off till after nightfall, or some are mekel with the chuppah still by day, but the yichud room should be after nightfall, which is a 20-minute difference. But this is the practice. And the shaila, as I say, it doesn't come up often, but it comes up very often because of the excitement of the engagement. Women tend to change the cycle during the time of engagement.
Even if you don't count the 5, you have at least 8. But if she was touching you there, right, it would have to be at night anyway. To feel.
But, even but then you
day,
didn't need Shiva Nikiyim then.
What?
But then you wouldn't need Shiva Nikiyim. What do you mean? As neither as opposed to Zava?
Yeah.
But then you did the Shiva Nikim, it's already passed.
I think if at least eight, even if you don't count five, even if you have one day.
Yeah, that's, you're right. Okay, exactly. Okay, another case that comes up is a woman who could not go to the mikveh, who was asur bebiyah for medical reasons. It sometimes happens that for genuine medical reasons, there's sometimes the reasons doctors say to avoid becoming pregnant for reasons which are not, don't have a solid basis. In fact, women who, for example, women who miscarry, the doctors tell women not to become pregnant after a miscarriage, which... there's no clear medical basis for it. Statistically, women who miscarry once, if they become pregnant within 3 months, miscarry again. There's no danger in becoming pregnant. But let's say there's a genuine reason. A woman who has certain types of inoculations, measles shots, doctors for good reason tell her not to become pregnant for a certain amount of time. In such a case, one could argue, and I think there might be this difference of opinion among Paiskim, that we should say the same thing. Let's say she had a measles shot and she was tar, but she was asla baila machmasiva yarefe. For medical reasons, the doctor said she cannot be, or for surgical, she had surgery where, or she has a medical condition where pregnancy is dangerous. They're dangerous to her. So she was asla and bia machmas, these reasons. The doctor told them to abstain. And then she became anida. So in such a case, again, one could make the argument that the five should not be required. Even though you could say that she was usher machmas halacha, because maybe it's not api halacha, but the truth is it is api halacha, medical reason. If it's a good medical reason, it's a halachic reason. That she would have been usher, that she would have had to abstain. Another case is a woman who is in the Shalom Nida Behuda, a woman who before she went to the mikveh, and before she had a chance either to come home from the mikveh, or she was home, and before Bia, she was pirsanida again. Okay, she started bleeding again. And it's uncommon in people are married for a while, but again, there is a concept of dam chimud, and the fact is that we have the experience where it happens, where women shortly after they're married, some women will bleed on and off in a very irregular basis. So let's say such a woman went to the mikveh, and then she started bleeding again before she had a chance to be with her husband. Does she need Shiva Nikiyim? I say here it's not as clear, because she was mutter bebiya, but it was sort of for a few minutes, or for an hour or two, but it was just not practical. So there's a tshuvas Nida Behuda. Nida Behuda is medayik in the Taz, which we learned. The Taz said about a kala. Remember, he was makel by a kala. He said if she bleeds before the wedding, or after the wedding, kaidim shenesiachta, before yichud. So Nida Behuda says that he's makel the same thing, kaidim yichud. He says that as long as she didn't get home from the mikveh and have a yichud and baila, so he's mekel on the five, that you don't have to wait five, just that day she bled is day one. Instead of five, she counts that one day, and then if she's clear, she can just count Shiva Nikiyim immediately. After it, Pesach Tshuva Tezayim brings a big arichus, a discussion on this. Well, and in his discussion, he answers the question which was brought up earlier. What is the guideline? When do we say loiplug? In Baal HaBi'ir we say loiplug. That's us. You need five and seven no matter what. And when do we say that you don't need the five and seven? So his guideline is that Dover de Shchiach le Gazru. In Baal HaBi'ir, for a husband to be out of town, that's Shchiach. It's a common thing. It happens that a husband's out of town. So something that's common, we say loiplug, that no matter what, you need five and seven before you go to the mikveh. But Dover de Shchiach, something that's not common, and you see that in this Pesach Tshuva Tezayit. But David Lashriach, like a kala right before the chuppah, it comes up in most one once in someone's lifetime, and it's a rare thing. Or a woman who's pierced the knee, they have to go into the mikveh, which is not common. Or a person for medical reasons cannot be, it's not common. Any uncommon occurrence. So for there, we say, but David Lashriach, that we don't say that this meaning applies. And that, I think, is the guideline that the place gave them on.
In this may be what's called is Yachadim by law. Does that mean until she comes home, Mamish?
Until she's b'yichud. It depends what the circumstances are at home. If there are adult children at home, that's not yichud. Hilchas yichud, same halach. Another case which you could be makel on is in the Debrezina Rav's Sefer.
Is it called general, by the way?
No. Generally, we say the light plug. There are always guidelines. The thing is, here it's a minig, and that's why we have this clown. It's not a general. The case in the Ber Maisha has to do with a woman who is ba'avelus. She was an avela for 7 days. She got a period during the week that she was sitting shiva. So also she does not need five and seven afterwards. She needs clear up. But the days that she was also betashmish because of Hilchas Avelos count. So that if a woman, let's say on the third day of her Avelos, she's got a period, and she bled for 3 days. So on Thursday night, she, let's say she's a Avelos Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. She was also betashmish those 5 days. So even though she started bleeding on Tuesday, so she bled Tuesday, Wednesday. Thursday night, she wants to make Efsek Tara, so she'd be allowed to. Because for 5 days, she was also betashmish. Not because she was a Nida, she only needed 3 days. But she had a total of 5 days that were also bebia. So again, the same kula, that there's no cheshad of Kuleta Shechazera. Which once you understand the reason for the five, makes a lot of sense.
If the husband is an Aval?
If the husband is an Aval, be the same thing.
Same thing?
Same thing. Sisabia will be the same thing if the husband's an Aval. It's a Dom Shalash Shriach, like Azarabah. So that would be another example of a Kula. Okay? Let's, yeah, I'm sorry.
Right.
I would think that you have to be machmir as long as there was no isser, there was no isser to have bia. She just happened to be, let's say she was in jail. They locked her up, right? I don't know, today they probably give people rights. What? See, that accident might be like shkiach, but it's not the point of the accident. The point is they just were not together. The fact that they happen not to be together for whatever reason is not like shkiach. It happens that the husband and wife, for whatever reason, are not together. Okay, Pesachei Teshuvah Tezvav has a tremendous kula. I don't know anybody who paskins this way, but I don't know. It's a Pesachei Teshuvah brought down. I don't think he brings. Let's see who he brings. I am Bishla, Daf Kuf Aleph, Shekaz Zelashai, Nemaisa Baliyadi, Bisha Achash Ayadat, Yoim Dalid Linidasa. It was the fourth day. And we know for sure that she didn't have beer the night before the 4 days. And I gave her a kula to only count 4 and 7. Why? If she would have started to count the Shiva Nikim that Friday. That following Friday was Yom Tov. Yes, the Shavuos came out on Thursday, on Friday. Her mitzvah night would have come out Friday night. She would have made a Hefsek Tara that Friday. Would have counted Shiva Nikim, Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Mitzvah night would have come out Friday night. Now what happens if the mitzvah night comes out Friday night, and Friday is Yom Tov? When does she bathe? So the bathing is done Thursday night. When Marchik Chafifasa made Tfilasa. She does all the preparations Erev Yom Tov, and she goes to the mitzvah 24 hours later. So the Shla says, Mutav, we prefer Shananiya Chumrazu to ignore the Chumra of day 5, Kedei Lekari Vatfilo Lechafifa. So that we should not have to put a 24-hour space between the preparation for the mikveh and the going to the mikveh. Ad Kama Shainai. The Ayin Sidre Tarish Kasa De Nirolei De Bedin Kizeh Af Bishim Shayesh Lahashir Shetifsek Biyam Dala Riyasa The Tidin Shem Yam Nikim Yam Hei. So the Tarish says more, even if she had Tashmish 5 days ago, but we know it's not 72 hours, that you could also be Mekel. It's a tremendous kula of the Shla that you only need 4 and 7 when otherwise the Leil Tefillah would come out on a night between Yom Tov and Shabbos.
Why bathe? We know that it's only really a significant
chumrah. It's a big chumrah to need a 5th day. The answer is that to need a 5th day is a halacha. It's a halacha psuka that you need 5 and 7. To say to be marchik hafifasa may tefillasa, many women are going to do it. Women who couldn't get a Shiva Nikim until then, we tell them lechatchila. There are situations where we tell women lechatchila, do your preparations erev Yom Tov, go to the mikveh Yom Tov. And there are very few situations where we tell a woman lechatchila, ignore the day 5. All right, so you'd have to be the shla to be able to say this kula. I'm not sure. I think it depends who you ask. I'm not sure. I can't tell you. What? If most people don't ask the shayla, they don't know about the shla. It's a rare thing for someone to ask the shayla because usually the 5 and the 7. So I don't know. I have certain feelings about it, but I don't know what the practice is. You know, I don't like to have my own thing come into play. So I don't know. What?
72 hours past.
Right. It's close to 72 hours. Okay. Sifyud Beis is an extension of this halacha of Pilata Shechazera. Sifyud Beis and Tosa Bebinyan Yay Mechad. A woman made a mistake. She's not good at math. She made a mistake in one day. V'tavla. She went to the mikveh after 6 nikiyim. V'shimsha. She was with her husband a night too early. And then she realizes that she's off by a day. So what happens? She only had 6 nikiyim. She needs one more day, naki, to be mutter to her husband again, to go to the mikveh. She has to go to the mikveh again. I told you before, she by a kala will make up for to go to the mikveh the day of the seventh day. But the previous night, nobody holds as good. So tzricha lahamtin, so what does she need? She has to count one naki. Now she has a catch. She can't count the clean day now. She had bia. She's 72 hours. Tzricha lahamtin sheish ayin l'shelema. She has to wait 72 hours. V'achakach timna yayim echad naki. And then she'll count one clean day, the titfail, and then she'll go to the mikveh. Ach spira shalach shiva. But if it was after shiva nikim, going shalai tavla karai v'shimsha, harizeh teveles b'choleis. If for some reason she went to the mikveh after shiva nikim, and then she came home, she had bia, and then she found out there was a problem with the mikveh that day. They discovered later, so she just goes to the mikveh again, because she had shiva nikim. She had seven clean days. She doesn't need one more clean day. But a woman who went after 6 days was in baila, so she only has to wait 72 hours, and then one yayim naki, and then she goes to the mikveh. Why don't we make the same gezeira? Just like we say 4 days becomes five because of a gezeira, to make here a gezeira also of 4 days up to 5 days, and another day because of the chumrah of ben hashmashis. So the shach says, I think a chafez, that she does not need, is it chafez, that she doesn't need it? And he says such a thing on chaf gimel, at the end, you'll see the last line, the milsa d'lo shchicha lo gazer rabbanon. This concept, you don't need the extra day, because it's a milsa d'lo shchicha. This is the basis for what I told you before in the Pesachei Tshuva. She's going to go to the mikveh after Shkia, but she needs, we have to remember one thing, she needs one day that's totally clean, without the Latish Chazera. She only counted 6 clean days. So she's going to need, it's not enough 72 hours, she needs 72 hours, and then a clean day. So why don't we say, maybe she, Bia was Bein HaShemash, oh, you mean Bia couldn't have been Bein HaShemash, she went to the mikveh Belayla. Oh, that's a good point. It's not Shayach, the Shash of Bein HaShemash is in this case, because she had to go to the mikveh, she had to wait till after Bein HaShemash in the first place. That's a good point. Well, Maisa, the Shach uses this lashon, not lashon of Gazer Rabbanon, which the told you from the Pesachei Tshuva, we extend to other cases of Loshvia.
Well,
if the 6 days of Shiva Nikim,
she
had a full Shiva Nikim.
That some on the day one or two or three, a day after day one, she was pulling.
Yeah.
Was she pulling or not? I mean, do you think she'll know that?
If you she might not know. What do you mean? You mean to say that she can watch and be careful?
Why should you about that? I mean, if she pull it or not? If she wasn't
because
pull it,
it's, we know that she's being pilot during these days, and being that women don't notice it, so therefore we assume that it was Plita Shavazara. It's an assumption. Okay. Sif. Oh, by the way, here the Shiva Nikim you can say are not consecutive, because she had 6 Nikim. Then 72 hours where she might have been Peletish of Azara, and then the 7th Naki. Here also the Shach explains that she's still Nikim. It's still consecutive. She had consecutive clean days. So Gzeres HaKosov, that the day she's Peletish of Azara is not a Yom Naki in the concept of Shiva Nikim. But she didn't. She had days without blood, but that was consecutive. This has a din of Shiva Nikim. Consecutive Nikim.
If she had Bia right before she saw, even this coming. If she didn't have Bia within one day when she started bleeding, then wouldn't the Maisa wouldn't Ramon do whatever we have in court to do this?
In which case are you talking? When she counted 6 days?
She counted 4 plus 7 instead of 5 plus 7. That's the problem here, right?
No, if a woman counted 4 in Shiva Nikim, that's not the case here. Mm-hmm. The mistake was in the Shiva Nikim. She counted only 6 Nikim. She had 5. Then instead of Shiva Nikim, she made 6 Nikim by mistake, and then she went to the mikveh. She's missed one of the Yom Nikim. What? So sir, because Shiva is not size. So it's not blood, it's not size. Okay? Right, the last sif, Yud Gimel, Ha'isha Shashimsha Mitasa. A woman who, now you have to remember where the Mechaber is talking again. Mechaber Shita is, we only Cheshish Pelet HaShefazera when in fact there was Shefazera. So Ha'isha Shashimsha Mitasa. A woman who had Biya, V'rasa Achakach, and then she had a period. Upaska, and then she made Efsikara. V'raita Lispar Miyay Mamachras Riyasa. She wants to start counting from the following day. So the Mechaber has an Eitzah. Tikaneach yafe yafe ba'isamakim. She should clean herself out well ba'isamakim b'mayich ay bebeged lahaflit kol azera, to clean out all the zera from her body. Or tirchas b'mayim chamin ve'im yaflit to kol zera, or take a hot bath, and that will remove all the zera from her body. Mechaber holds that's enough. You don't need 5 and 7. That can if you clean it out well, you can clean out the shefa zera. But the Ramah says yeshayim de'inanu b'kiim b'zman hazeh ve'im l'smechazeh. We don't rely on the ability, it's a physical question, whether a woman is capable of cleaning herself out properly. We always wait 5 and 7. Certainly we don't allow a woman to rely on cleaning out her body. If your parents gather on this, so you watch out for snakes. So what he's saying is that we don't start up. This is our minig. We always wait 5 and 7. We don't rely on a physical cleaning out of the body, although I suspect, again, when Mashiach will come, we'll have Tum and Tahira, that women will be trained to properly clean themselves out. I once spoke to a doctor about this. The question here is where the Shechva Zera is. If it's in the uterus, she can't clean herself out. Only if it's in the vagina that a woman can clean herself out. And in fact, the medical assumption is that most of the Zera is deposited in the top of the vagina, which means that it would be physically possible to clean out most of the place where the Shechva Zera normally collects. Okay, so this is Kuf Tzadik Vav, is probably the most important siman in Hilchas Nida as far as what's Naig on a constant basis. Now what we're going to do next is Hilchas Chatzitza, which you do not have in the sheets. Hilchas Chatzitza in Shulchan Aruch is very long. Instead, I have, 3 summers ago we learned Hilchas Nida in the summer. I made then a small pamphlet on Hilchas Chatzitza, which Yemir Tzashem, I hope, will make copies and I'll give out next week to be able to deal with in a quicker way, all of the halachas of chatzitza, which are nayig. Let me just begin. I wanted to get a jump start on it. I thought I'll have more than 5 minutes, but let's just get a little of a jump on Hilchas Chatzitza. Let me discuss with you one important thing, which we'll see next week. Hopefully, it comes up in many cases in Hilchas Chatzitza. Again, the woman now finished her 5 and 7. That's what we're holding. From here and on, it's not Hilchas Nida. It's called Hilchas. I mean, the printer wrote Hilchas Nida on top of the page, but this is known as Hilchas Tefila. From here and on in these halachas. What? Oh, we can come back to Rachavis. In Hilchas Chatzitza, one of the important questions, which is more important today because of certain medical things that are done, is whether something which is oimedli kotzeitz, which you plan to remove, is a chatzitza. Okay, a common example of this, there are certain women who have certain medical conditions and have to have injections for a period of time, many injections. Very often what they do is they put in surgically a catheter, very often in the chest, to make it easier to make these types of injections. And the shaila is whether this catheter is a chatzitza for tefillah. And catheter is, it's a rubber tube which is put into the body, and it's an opening so that the needle doesn't have to pierce the skin. It gets put in through the opening in this tube. The halacha, which we'll discuss, is that the catheter itself is not a chatzitza. The question is, when it's already, the refuah is finished, Baruch Hashem, and there are plans to remove it. That's called the hadavar ha'imidli kotzeitz. It's something which there are plans to remove, which you don't want there. Hadavar ha'imidli kotzeitz, is that a chatzitza or isn't it a chatzitza? Some Seifa discusses the case of a woman who plans to take a haircut. She has plans. Her hair is too long, she's complaining, she wants to take a haircut. She didn't get around to it, and she wants to go to the mikveh. Oimidli katzeitz, maybe something which is you plan to remove so that you makbid on it, so maybe that has a din chatzitza. So the source for this shaila is a Ramah in Sifchaf, in Hilchas Chatzitza. And the Ramah there talks about the important question of trimming fingernails. We hold that fingernails have to be trimmed before you go to the mikveh. And we'll discuss next week how far down they have to be trimmed, but if a fingernail is not trimmed, it's a chatzitza. A woman has a long fingernail, so it's chatzitza. Why? Why is a fingernail chatzitza? A fingernail is part of the body. Why is it different? One has a long nose, so it's not a chatzitza. Why she has long fingernails? Why is that a chatzitza? So there's a machlekes Taz and Shach, how to understand it. The Taz says, it's not a chatzitza. The fingernail is not a chatzitza. The point is that dirt under the fingernail is hard to clean out. The dirt is not always dark, and you have clean dirt there, and a light color, and it's easier, hard to clean out. And that's why with Machmir, the Taz says to cut off, to trim a fingernail. So the Taz paskins that if a woman forgot to trim her fingernails, so she went to the mikveh, immediately afterwards she checks and her nails are perfectly clean. So the Taz says that b'di'eved, it's not a chatzitza. The Shach disagrees. The Shach says no. Kol ha'imid l'ktzeitzki kotzeitz dami. And here we have a catch-22. The Shach says if women would have never started this minig to be machmir to trim their nails, so then you could say a fingernail is not a chatzitza, it's not ha'imid l'ktzeitz. But since we already have this minig, that women trim their nails for going to the mikveh, so now it's a davar ha'imidli kotzeitz, it's something that the custom is to cut it off. Since it's a davar ha'imidli kotzeitz, kekotzeitz dami. So when it's on, it's chaitzitz. So this is a machlekes the Shach and Taz. Shach holds even b'di'eved, if she went to the mikveh, it's chaitzitz.
If you have a woman who refuses?
They started because it's hard to clean the nails, so they started trimming it. For that reason, because of cleaning it, that's clear from the Rishonim. But once we have the minig, now the shach is a bit of a riot. The lashon of the Ramah is me'achar dekvar nagu litol tzipranayim. Since women already started this minig of trimming their nails, so therefore afilun tzipar nachas nishar biyada v'tavla tzricha tefila acheres. So Ramah paskins that you need a new tefila.
But one goes, she won't trim nails. She's not like my nails. I have 11 trim them. She's touching. It's a minig, but she won't do it.
It doesn't matter. It's batla daita, since it's a minig
Yisrael. But the mice is not even the
kosher. Chaim Eisa has a tshuva for women in Oriental countries, mm-hmm. where it became, where having long nails was very in style. It was a big busha for women. And the women, husbands had a hard time getting their wives to go to a mikvah. Chaim Eisa has a kula in such a country. We're not like, I mean, it's not a kula for us, for a country here, for here, where the custom is to trim the nails. But in Oriental countries, he writes, it's printed in Achiezer, that they could be samech on this far. That you're saying. No, polish, no. Fingernail polish is chaitzitz. And we'll discuss that in Yitzhak. I'm talking about the nail itself.
And that woman healed.
Okay?
We've got to have that.
Based on this. Now, so this shiloh, kalai mili kotzitz, as I say, is in Nagea to other areas. Baruch Hashem, you know, to have a plastic achrein is the best thing for anybody who has to paskin. Baruch Hashem, we have a Mishnah Brura on this. We know Mishnah Brura in Lachas Neida. So Mishnah Brura and Simish Shin Mem in Hilchas Shabbos talks about a woman who has to go to the mikvah on Shabbos, and she didn't cut her nails before Shabbos. So what does she do? The Shach says she has to get a guy to come and cut her nails for her. And most women are not going to feel comfortable doing that. The Mishnah Brura paskins that where it's a yefsher to get a guy, he says l'chatchila to do it aydei akum. Where it's a yefsher, he paskins like the Taz.
Can you
if you clean it out well, what?
You
can make all arrangements to pay the guy. You can tell the guy to do a malacha. It's a malacha d'rabbanan pashtus, and therefore you can tell the guy to do it. It's a question by guys is when it's considered malacha shenitzrich l'gufa. It's the old shayla. But all right, but here they make all of it for this, and for that reason, the best thing is to get a guy. But the Mishnah Berurah says ikar halacha is like the taz, and a woman who doesn't cut her nails and goes to the mikvah is not a chatzitza, and therefore we pass in like the taz. And Rav Moshe adds that the concept of kol ha'imid liktais kekotzitz dami, Ramesha holds, I'm going to use Ramesha with the Mishnah Brura, is only where everybody would cut it off. What does it say, Ramah? Mach shenagu, everyone cuts off their nails, so therefore the shach says kol ha'imid liktais kekotzitz dami. But let's say you have something which not everybody would cut off. A woman says, my hair's too long, I want to cut it. Not every woman who has long hair, it's not an objective thing. Not every woman with long hair is going to cut it, is going to necessarily cut it. So Ramesha says, even a woman who plans to cut off her hair, but here is not a chatzitza. Even according to the Shach, we don't say kol ha'imid liktais unless it's something that everybody would remove. So the Ramesh is saying, even according to the Shach, if it's not something everyone would remove, it's mutter, nafkamina, someone has a wart, you're going to see a wart, the Mitzvah Shem we'll talk about next week, it's not a chatzitza. All right, kol ha'imid, why doesn't she made an appointment by the doctor to have the wart removed?
Or a nose job.
Or a nose job, she wants that part of a nose removed, right? She made an appointment already. So it should be kol ha'imid liktais. So Ramesh says, he brings this example, Not the nose job, but the what? That it's not kol. You don't say kol. I mean, the kotzis kikotzis. I mean, even if she made an appointment, if it's something that not everybody would remove, you could argue a wart on the tip of the nose, maybe everyone would remove. But a wart on the hand, on the foot, so not everybody would remove it. So we have already a tziruf in the case of a catheter or things like that that you could be makel. Even if you plan to remove it, number one, the Mishnah Brura doesn't pass kol. I mean, the kotzis. And number two, Ramesh's kula, not everyone removes it, and for that reason, there are. Fill it, best to take it off, but like the Mamaisa, there are Mukhaimais to, there is a source to be makel. And this is a basic Indian of Kola Aimili Katzit. And the rest of Hilchas Katzit we'll get to next week. So you can be makel because not everyone removes a catheter.